Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. Conspicuous by their absence today is everybody, as you probably noticed by the fact that we had no intro song today. I tried, and I actually have a legitimate excuse for why I can't get the music down now, but I don't think is listening to hear the theme song. You can hear that anytime. We're going to talk about wrestling. My brother Day-Day will be calling in here shortly, and we're going to talk about some things, man. Exciting day in wrestling. We had Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia today with some big news coming out of that. We got a ton of local news, man. Last weekend, we had an absolutely awesome show Sunday at Missile Dropkick, and there were some other really good shows that went on over the weekend, but that's one that I was on personally, or one that I attended personally. We, one second, sounds like we got a guest. Welcome to the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
What's up, Greg? This is Marquez.
Just the man I was hoping to hear from. Big news today coming out of Crown Jewel. So at this point, your opinion, are they still spoilers at 6:30 night of?
No, it's not.
I almost think it. I remember the first Crown Jewel. It was in the spring. I had just gone back to work. It was like a Friday morning. And I'm getting fucking alerts from WWE talking about, giving me the results. I believe we have the king of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast with us. You are live on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. Who do we have with us? Well, we'll figure that out here in just a moment. But
yeah, that should have been. I think that was Coco.
I didn't think it was Day-Day.
Yeah, it's Coco.
She's hilarious. Like, she's a funny little girl.
It was curious to me, which I'm going to ask you how we got there and how you feel about it. But I think the biggest news, we crowned the queen of the ring, if you will.
Yeah.
And so, first of all, what do you think about the winner? What do you think about how they got there?
Yeah, I couldn't be more happier for Zelina Vega, man. I've always been pretty high on Zelina Vega all the way back to her days as Andrade's manager. I always felt like she had massive potential, not just in the charisma and promo department, but in the ring as well. She wrestled over at Impact, and she was pretty good. So I'm happy. I think this was the right move. Before the match, I wasn't sure if they were going to let her beat Doudrop, because Doudrop is so big and she's so small. But I got to give the creative credit for making this gutsy decision by giving it to the much smaller Zelina Vega. I think she's the right person to be Queen of the Ring. I don't know if that's what they're calling it, Queen of the Ring. I think that she's the right
Queen's
person.
Queen's Crown, they called it, I'm calling it Queen of the Ring.
Queen's Crown, King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring, you're right. I think she has the attitude to be the queen. She has the swagger. She fits that well. So I think that was a good move for them to have her pick up the victory.
So how do you feel about how they got there? And was Doudrop Zelina Vega,
no.
Was that the right match? Was she the right winner?
Know,
was that the right matchup
Sunday,
for the final? What do you think?
Well, if
oh,
I,
you do?
Yeah, with my actual group.
As
I,
a casual, if I was a non-wrestling fan, I would think Doudrop should win. Just because on size alone, I would have thought Doudrop should have won. But as a wrestling fan, somebody that watched WWE on a regular basis, I think that was the right move to give it to Zelina Vega.
I mean, watching the whole tournament, was that the right matchup? Do you feel like?
Yeah. I think that was. I don't think that was the matchup they wanted. And originally, they wanted Shayna Baszler versus Zelina Vega, but I think Shayna Baszler, she couldn't fly out to Saudi Arabia because she's a lesbian, and in the Muslim culture they don't glorify that. So I think that's why they pulled Shayna Baszler from being in that position, in that finalist position.
I wish one of them fellas would pop up that male masculinity shit on Shayna Baszler. See who stones who.
Right. But I really wanted Liv Morgan to win this tournament. You know, that's who I was going for to start off because I feel like Liv Morgan, she's been knocking at the door for quite some time. She's been knocking at the tag team championship door. She's been knocking at one point I thought she was going to knock at the women's championship door. And I thought this would have been a great opportunity for her to be able to have something that she could say that's prestige, like the Queen of the Ring. So that's who I was going with at first. Obviously, she didn't make it out of the first round. But I'm still happy with the result at the end of the day. And I'm happy with Vega being the Queen's crown. Yeah.
So how about our King?
Oh, my goodness. I'm smiling.
First of all, to me, there couldn't have been a better matchup for a final than Xavier Woods and Finn Balor.
Right.
And I would have been happy with either winner. But I think the right man won.
You know, I agree with you, Greg. I think it could have went both ways. You know, we have to be careful with putting Finn Balor in these positions where he's losing. Okay, Finn Balor, he's a top talent, you know, but he keeps being put in these positions, these big time positions where he's losing. So I wish
you have a good point.
That, you know,
because he did just main event the last pay per view against the Universal Champion in a losing effort,
albeit
in some fucked up way, but he lost.
Yep,
he was.
You got to remember, a few weeks before that, he lost to Roman on SmackDown for the championship as his regular self. You know, and for him to lose to Xavier Woods, I mean, I'm happy and I'm kind of disappointed at the same time. You know, they were better off not even putting him in the tournament. Like, just keep him out of
so
it,
I would,
you know.
I would have liked to see either guy and Zelina Vega. I love it when they go over the top with it and, like, that's your gimmick. Macho King was the first to do it well. Haku took it to another level, too, but, you know, the Macho King, I would also like to see, and you let me know what you think, I would like to see Xavier Woods challenge Big E somewhere in this, if even if booked as a friendly competition. But
you know what, Greg, that's funny you said it because I said this, I don't mean to keep plugging Russell talking to D, but I said this a few weeks ago.
Okay.
They had. All right.
So, on Tuesday night, at either 6:30 or 10.
Yep. Either
you can catch
either
a rated PG show, all ages family show, Wrestle Talk in the D. Check it out right here on Blog Talk Radio, Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash.
Boom, Greg. You know, at some point, I got to start paying you, man, for all these promos that you do for us. For real.
Well, if you send me your production bill, it would be a wash at best.
Oh, That's a good one. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, they were in the same bracket, right? You know, and WWE missed the perfect opportunity to have them to go up against each other, you know, for the right to go to the finals. And that's the only unfortunate thing about that tournament was that Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods didn't go up against each other. You know, maybe that's
going
to happen.
And, you know, they could have used that so many ways, like Xavier Woods, just a little handful of tights on the win against Kofi.
Yep.
Like, wait a minute, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, plant that little seed, like, hey, you know, hey, sorry, dude. Just plant that little bit of seeds. And then, you know, if you wanted, and you could tease, it's something you could tease something with, whether you did something with it or not. And all the smart marks, oh, see, he's turning everything. And then don't break them up. They all hug it out, and they go back to, and give them another run with the belt.
Yo,
hello? Gracing us with his presence. The Southwest
Texas. What's going on,
Day
everybody? Yes,
sir,
yes,
about
sir. I was
we're
able
talking
to
about
escape,
Crown Jewel.
Oh, Crown Jewel, dude. I was just on my way home. I was watching the main event, Brock Lesnar, and I just got to the entrances before I called you guys in. Man,
we haven't got to
pay-per-view.
That match yet.
Man, it was a great
right
pay-per-view.
Now we're talking about the king.
Hey, Martez, credit is due where it needs to be. Crown Jewel was really good. No matter what nobody's opinion says, they did the right thing with making. Well, it's a shame that it couldn't be Kofi Kingston versus Xavier Woods for the King of the Ring, because they, I mean, no taking away nothing from Finn Balor, nothing.
That's
nothing
actually
from
exactly
Finn,
what
Finn
we were
Balor.
Talking
first
about.
First ever Universal Champion, and But kudos, very much congratulated, necessary for Xavier Woods. He deserves that 1,000,000%, just as much as Kofi and Big E deserve their WWE Championship wins. Hopefully one day he'll get a WWE Championship reign, and even if it's a quick one, hopefully he gets a reign. But, man, kudos to him. That tournament kind of sucked because for it to be a King of the Ring tournament, it didn't really run for long. It didn't run for long.
Right.
And neither did the women's one. It was like they just threw these matches together just like WWE always does. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? WWE's a recycling. You get excited about something, they hype it up, and then they let you down.
No, well,
I agree.
They haven't let me down yet. Don't do nothing with the winners, and that's how you'll fuck it up. Because there are possibilities here. We were just talking about that before you called in, that, you know, they had an opportunity to have before the finals because they were in the same bracket, Kofi and Xavier Woods, and, you know, they could have used that as well. And now, you know, Kofi, we got Xavier's the king. Does he ask for a shot at the WWE champion? You know, that so much they can do with it. I hope they do something with it. And the same with Zelina Vega and the Queen. I just hope this gets to go, you know, go somewhere.
I agree with you 100% on that. And Martez, what was your reaction when you found out that Xavier Woods won the King of the Ring? And you too also, Brother Greg.
Yeah, I was happy. I was happy because the simple fact that Xavier Woods, he had been lobbying for WWE to bring back this tournament for quite some time. And
I didn't know that.
I think he was due, if it wasn't the IC title or the United States champion, he was due something prestige, you know, and now he has it. He's the King of the Ring, and that's a big deal.
He needed
something more prestigious
than a mid-card belt.
Let's hope something does turn out of it, and let's hope that he does get a title shot or something, because look at some of the past King of the Rings, like Sheamus. You got King of the Rings like Baron Corbin that didn't do
right.
shit, that didn't do
right.
squat.
So, I mean, you got to think about it.
They tried at least. They didn't ignore the fact that they won. At least they didn't do that.
They gave him a United States title run, and they let him do, you know what I'm saying, whatever he wanted, but they never gave him a good actual run, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd like to see it go somewhere, at least storyline-wise. I would like in 20 years for New Day to be remembered as one of those factions like Evolution that created multiple superstars. Like the Nation of Domination created multiple superstars. I would like New Day to be remembered.
They broke Demolition's tag team title run. They've been running since 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
They've done it.
That only makes them be remembered as a team. And that's not how they should be remembered. They should be remembered as three of the greatest competitors of this fucking generation. Not just as a good team and as a good comedy act or any of that. I wish that at some point, which I don't think we're there yet. I mean, Kofi had his little run, and it's going to take more of them getting runs on their own so it can be remembered one day that New Day, like, you know, was, they were all stars, that they weren't just a team.
Right, I agree.
But yeah,
I don't think about
stuff.
Evolution very much when I think of Randy Orton in the last 10, 15 years.
I want to bring up something. I don't mean to go off subject. But the Tribal Chief, what do you guys think about him? You guys know what I think about my Tribal Chief. His reign as Universal Champion is going to continue, and it's going to continue until he wants it to finish.
You know what? You know, and I'm getting chills talking about it because we're watching something very, very historic right now. Make no mistake about it. Like, and I don't know why I'm getting goosebumps talking about this, man, but Roman Reigns, he's doing something special, man, that I haven't seen in a long time, and he's taking that company and put it on his back. And for that matter, I think he's put the whole wrestling industry on his back, the whole mainstream wrestling industry. Roman Reigns, he's a believable heel. You know, he's great in the ring, you know, and he's a believable champion. Like, and he's beating big time people. Like, nobody has stopped him. So, you know, I think this is going to go on all the way to WrestleMania, maybe even beyond that. And I'm here for it, as the young kids say. I'm here for this. Yeah.
I agree with you. What about you, Greg? Greg?
I actually kind of forgot the initial question. About Roman Reigns. Roman. I was thinking about the finish of the match, actually, have you seen the finish of the match, Day-Day?
No,
Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar end?
I'm actually here, yeah. I was watching it before I started calling
it. Given that,
because I was pulling up.
I said a couple weeks ago. That it's getting, you know, that Roman Reigns as champion was getting stale, but it's not really getting stale. I like what they've done with it.
No.
You should continue to be a dominant champion, actually. Yeah, I'm excited we're going into Survivor Series. Yeah, it's not a time to change a champion, especially when you have a long reigning champion, because that should be the one defending the brand. To me, the long reigning champion should be victorious when the brands collide, in my opinion.
Right. No, I agree. And Survivor Series, we're getting New Day versus the Shield, the head honchos of both factions. You get Big E versus Roman Reigns, WWE Champion versus Universal Champion, Survivor Series, bro. Finally.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said about them, you know what I'm saying? Because each of the members of the Shield, John Moxley, formerly known as Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns.
That's
New
what
Day.
I was trying to say about like, I don't
no,
ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
you
I'm
just
saying.
Brought it up,
that's
but I never talking. Think of the Shield when I think of any of those three guys anymore. And I hope that we will come to a day where that's the case with the New Day members, that they'll be more remembered for being individual, absolute fucking superstars. Because they are. Amongst the best of this generation, as Roman Reigns is.
Yeah. And I agree with you, Greg, because but I think initially they was only just categorized as just a tag team. I don't think WWE had any intentions on breaking them out as single competitors until the last few years. But I do agree, you know, you want to be able to remember them by what they did after the New Day, you know, as single competitors. So, and I think they own that
I hate to admit it, but there's only one way to do that, and that's to split them up, which they don't want.
All the way. All the way. Split them up. Get them like Big E. Look, he beat Drew McIntyre today, the dude that beat Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship last year's WrestleMania in front of no crowd. I mean, whatever. But he beat Brock Lesnar nonetheless. So they're a ticket for Big E and Brock Lesnar in the future in the wrestling world.
Yeah, I would love that.
That would be something different. You've had AJ Styles versus Brock Lesnar. You've had Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. Those are great technical wrestlers, but at the same, and pro wrestlers at that. And they've gave Brock Lesnar a run for his money. Big E is just as big as Brock Lesnar, not a little bigger. And I gotta say, his power can do and have a big factor in that match.
Right. But my thing is this: what's the hold up? And I don't want to shift from you guys the show, but what's the hold up? What's the hold up on Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar? You know, it's been right there for years.
WWE, you know what? WWE in the beginning when Bobby Lashley came back in 2018, those were the initiatives of WWE to do when they brought Bobby Lashley back. We're gonna have Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. And they never ended up pulling the trigger. I don't know why.
I don't know why WWE continues to spare that. I think
because
somebody
when Bobby Lashley initially won the WWE Championship, that was supposed to happen also. It was supposed to be Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 38 or 37, and it didn't happen. And they had Drew McIntyre lose to Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania clean.
One of the parties involved in that are squashing that. I think either Lashley or Lesnar, one of them, I would guess Lesnar, don't want to do it. I think that's the only reason we haven't seen it. People wanted to see that in a cage for real. When Bobby Lashley came out right after Lesnar's rise to stardom and Lashley's just stomping everybody in MMA, he's undefeated. Mm-hmm. Lesnar, you know, took that loss to Mir, but he's, you know, he's in the UFC. It's like the fight had to happen. That's the fight everybody wanted to see. And then during WWE, it's what? Yeah, somebody is putting the kibosh on that, dude. Somebody is.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine this? Listen, imagine if Stone Cold would have never have left the WWE and took that loss, and Brock Lesnar would have got that rub. Do you guys think he would have left? And
I don't think it would have made any difference at all. I don't think it would have made any difference at all in anything that happened. I think that was for Stone Cold. That was just the final straw. He's saying had Stone Cold given Lesnar the rub in the King of the Ring qualifying match, would Lesnar have changed his mind and stayed?
Oh, no.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think it would have changed anything for any of the parties because, like, people do that. You'll feel a certain way about something, and you're just waiting for the boss. Let that guy say something shady to me one more time, and I fucking quit. You don't quit because of what he said. You quit because you were ready to quit.
Yeah.
And that, you know what I mean? You were just, I think it was more that. Brock's rise to stardom and him being burnt out. I mean, they gave him the ball. They gave him the rocket. They were, you know, it was him that didn't want that spot necessarily.
Right.
I don't think he knew what that spot really meant at that point in his career either.
No, not at all. He didn't. That's why he left. But nonetheless, I want to get to the end of that. And Roman Reigns' title reign as Universal Champion is going to run all the way to WrestleMania 38. He's going to lose it probably the couple days after WrestleMania 38 between there and the draft. So my thing is, who's it going to be? Because The Rock can't do it because he's doing his movie. The Rock can't, you know what I'm saying, be there. So not even a short time like he did in 2014 with CM Punk for the WWE Championship. Nonetheless, I want to get back to the pay-per-view. The Women's Championship, the SmackDown Championship, Becky Lynch retained, long story short. Charlotte retained versus Bianca Belair, and they're on separate brands. Do you think they're going to switch the titles, or do you think they're going to unify them again, or what do you guys think is going to happen on that?
I think the best...
they have to stay separate.
Yeah, they probably have to stay separate.
Remember how they did the Street Profits? And I forget who were the champions at the time. They just switched titles. Like, they didn't fight for them. They didn't do nothing. They just switched titles.
I think it was the Hurt Business or the New Day.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, I think it was.
But I think it'll be a good idea for them to unify those belts, especially with Survivor Series coming up. Charlotte versus Becky, you know, to unify the title.
The completely separate brands are very important. It's very important to have the completely separate brands because they have two completely separate networks that they're working with. They both are going to have to retain their own completely separate women's division. That wouldn't work for NBC or for Fox if they unified either of those divisions, because what they're trying to sell is a separate brand to a separate a competing network.
Yeah.
You bring up a good point, and I get that, but my thing is this, because this is how I'm looking at it. You know, like I did when they first started the draft, they had the champion to travel to both shows. I would love to see them go back to that. And I would also love to see them incorporate a mid-card females title just to substitute for them unifying the championships. So I would love to see a unified women's championship.
All that was before Fox was a thing, though. When they were doing that, they were doing business with one network, NBC. You know what I mean? They might have been on two separate channels, but those two channels, the checks for that were coming in from one bank account.
Yeah. No, I get you. And my thing is also,
and
maybe
I think that changed a lot.
Yeah,
it has. It really has. And
I think it's more relevant than people think that they're doing business with competing networks.
What did they do when? And I'm gonna just say this real quick, and I'm not trying to be difficult.
No. We want you on tonight.
This is a discussion.
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
All right. Didn't Becky Lynch? Wasn't she Becky two belts for like a few weeks or a month when she won the belt at WrestleMania?
She was Becky two belts.
She went for 1 year. She went for 1 year almost for Becky two belts. Until she lost, and then she went to WrestleMania, wrestled pregnant, and gave up the women's championship to Oscar when she won the Money in the Bank the next day after.
Right. I was just thinking maybe they could do something with that.
That whole thing. But Becky and me, I mean, between us, Becky doesn't have that big fire like she did when she became Becky Lynch, like, you know, the heel, the man. But she don't have that fire like she did. The pop ain't what it used to be. I mean, she used to get Stone Cold Steve Austin pops. She used to get The Rock pops. And she used to get, you know what I'm saying, the big old pops. I mean, they're big still, but they're not as big as they used to be. But, you know what I'm saying, I believe that they're just going to switch the titles. I don't want to say that, but I believe that's what's going to happen when they cross the brands like they did the Street Profits and stuff, but I can't. My brother Coco Cheese on.
He's been on. I put him through.
What's happening?
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, you are, brother.
I hear you now, brother.
What's happening, brother Daddy, brother Greg, and good brother Montez? It is the Black Man Coco T-Ware. Finally, the K-Fate, the people's band, and the good brothers. I am so excited. I'm sitting here watching the remainder of Crown Jewel. I was even at work with the little chickadees, the little kiddos at the elementary schoolhouse, and I was still in time. So watch me a little bit of Crown Jewel every chance I got. So, yes, I heard everything you guys were saying, and I'm digging it, baby, digging it like a shovel at a cemetery, Daddy. Yes, sir.
So, man, dude, I wanted you to – I put you on as soon as you called in. I had the switchboard, but you have some big news, a big announcement to make.
Yes, you do, brother. Share that, man.
Oh, Daddy, that's right. Fresh off the press, baby. Bigger than the Detroit news. I'm here to tell y'all right now, Saturday, November 27th, what happens, fellas, when you put together KFA, the People's Band, and Mr. One Night Only on his birthday, you get the biggest birthday bash, biggest wrestling show, two nights, two shows, one event, one big extravaganza. And so KFA, for the very first time, in New Baltimore, at the Diesel Concert Lounge, we, the band, me, the Sensational One, Timbo Slice, and our new band member, Michael P. Funk, on the guitar, we making our way up to New Baltimore at the Diesel Concert Lounge, and we provide live entertainment, live and in Technicolor, in that concert lounge, baby. Show up 5 minutes, 6 o'clock in the evening, because you're going to hear some sweet sounds from the band. Our first public performance, our world premiere debut. And we going to do the thing like chicken wing on the string, baby. We going to be hotter than fish grease in the middle of the Sahara Desert, Daddy. We going to do the thing for Mr. One Night Only. This is going to be his huge birthday bash because of that no good Daddy COVID shaking things up. He made it up. He said, we're going to do two shows in one night. And believe you me when I tell you, we're going to do the thing, baby. We're going to get funky like a monkey, nothing in particular, everything in general. You know what I'm saying? It's going down to Chinatown, baby. All y'all best to get y'all tickets soon as possible. Saturday, November 27th, Diesel Concert Lounge in New Baltimore. Thanksgiving weekend, Mr. One Night on the Birthday Bash. And K-Fed, the people's band, it's going to be there, and we're going to turn that sucker out, Daddy. Now, can y'all dig that?
Oh, I can dig it like Booker T five times. I can dig it, Daddy.
Yes, sir. Make it six, because it's going to be sweet.
And also, Coco, I wanted to talk about Sunday night, man. We talked about it last week on the show. We made our way to Redford, and we checked out some Missile Dropkick Wrestling, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a wonderful time. It was some good wrestling going on. That ladder match was something else. Me and the Sensational One were sitting there and all watching them brothers risk it all, doing the thing. Brother got him a contract deal for a championship match of his choice. At any given time.
I was rooting for my boy Tez Cash Carter in that match, man. But what a match. It absolutely stole the show. I got a message from Tez Cash Carter, and I told him, and he was like, you know, he was pretty disappointed. He actually wasn't entirely happy with the match. I'm like, dude, it was the match of the night, hands down, no question about it. I couldn't believe
there was another match after it.
And with all respect to Lou Crank and the championship, nothing should have followed that Lance Moore versus Tez Cash Carter ladder match, dude.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal wrestling show. But let me talk about something that happened.
And Matt Breeding got kicked in his fucking stupid face.
Yes, he did. He sure did. But I got to talk about the tag team. Championship makes that happen. Them doggone dirty.
Oh, my God.
From
fuck them guys.
South, old Dixieland, Cross Brothers, did the dirty deed. And they cheated out Grace from the Chosen.
Yeah, dirty Dixie motherfuckers.
I wasn't happy enough to yeah, them Dixie dorks. They stole. And CEO.
Dixie douchebag. Dixie douchebag dicks.
And my good brother, CEO Antoine Davenport, interviewed them backstage, outside in the parking lot. And they were just being sick, just twin jerks. You know what I'm saying? Twin jerks. Both of them, just not even even remorseful for their behaviors. But I told them, their day is coming, Daddy.
A kick in the nuts, man.
It's coming up.
Blatant kick in the nuts.
Yes, sir.
They talk bad to Coco. Lucky Coco didn't punch him in the fucking face. There wouldn't have been no title match. Coco almost had to punch this man right in his shit. You don't know, dude. You know, Coco's a big teddy bear. Till you cross the line, you get punched in your fucking shit. And he almost had to get punched in his shit.
That's right.
But they did.
That's
they defeated
right.
Gracefully Chosen. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad. So mad.
Hey, guys. So I got to ask you guys, talking about tag titles, I don't mean to cut you guys off on the event, but what do you guys think about the new PWAS Trio tag team titles?
I love those
that's
belts.
Nice, baby.
I love
them
belts.
Too, bro. I can't wait to see them boys five.
Tomorrow, I can't wait for, and I got a little breaking news on that for you, too, that I'm going to put somebody on the spot here. But tomorrow, I will be in Taylor, Michigan at the American Legion at the Real Live Horror Show. Guess who else is going to be there?
Oh, I will be there 100%, brother. I'm going to be there 100% with you. You can put me on the spot all you want. I will be there. I'm fully vaccinated, joint. So let's go.
Yeah, I'm riding with Brother Greg myself, so I'll be there.
That's the breaking news.
Oh,
Martez L will be riding with me again. We're going to Horror Slam, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. We're going to have a great night.
Now, peep this here, fellas. Thankfully, I got a good reason why I want to attend such a show because those things ain't the black man's speed. However, it's a good reason why I won't be there tomorrow because tomorrow night we are rehearsing once again for the One Night on the Birthday Bash. We can put on the dopest show that any and everybody has ever seen. I'm telling y'all, once we get on that stage, baby, it's going to be on and popping. We're going to be traveling everywhere from Waterloo to Timbuktu, baby. I feel it in my bones, you feel what I'm saying? But we're going to be practicing tomorrow night.
All right, guys. So
nice.
I'm excited for you, Brother Coco. I wish you were there, man. I wish you were going to be there with us that tomorrow night. I really do, but tomorrow night,
dude, we
got to
talk about it, dude. Let's start with my, obviously.
Hey, wait, can I say something before? Can I say something before? Wait. Can I say something before? I'm bringing along my coworkers, two newcomers to the wrestling world. They like wrestling, but they don't know about, they're like WWE guys. So they're about to.
Oh, boy.
They're about to have, oh, yeah.
My best advice
to new people coming to Horror Slam is bring safety glasses. Bring safety glasses. Like, our reality.
Yeah,
that is smart.
That,
I mean, you know, if you feel how you feel about the match, I don't need to tell you. But if you've never attended, my advice would be bring some safety glasses with you because, you know, that light sheet glass, it does not discriminate, and it is everywhere.
Hey, and tomorrow night, we will be live on YouTube on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel. Very live.
Uh-oh. There you go. Dude, the match of the night, the match that shouldn't be followed, MM3, Isaiah Moore, dude. Are you fucking kidding me? Dream match.
Oh, man, that's the match of the night.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what the main event's going to be. I'm going to guess it's going to be Pondo and Breyer, perhaps.
Yeah.
Breyer sends as well. I thought to this evening. Man, did you see what Pondo did to Hoodfoot at Deathmatch Circus? He was literally squirting fucking blood. And it was the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like a waterfall.
Oh, literally, I'm telling Chance, I'm like, Chance, he's fucking leaking, dude. He's fucking spraying. I've never seen that before. That was wild. And Kondo's still just carving his ass up.
Dude, yes, I seen that thing, dude. And man, him and Breyer going at it, man, that's going to be the undeniable one. Dude, JCW Originals. JCW Originals is all I got to say. That's all I have to say.
And then probably earlier on the card, we're going to have Jocelyn Navarro. I haven't seen her, I don't think, since Horror Slam last year, taking on top-notch Jason Hotch.
I
love Jocelyn Navarro. I do, but I would like to see a different matchup there. I'd like to see someone else wrestle Jay. I'm sure they'll do great with it, but, I mean, I would just like to see a different matchup there. I'm not big on the intergender thing. I don't like to see it a lot at all, the intergender thing. And Jocelyn Navarro is as tough as any dude, but she's not Randy West. She's not Mickey Knuckles. She's not as believable against a man to me as Jason Hotch. And, you know, I mean, against a Jason Hotch. I mean, Randy West versus Jason Hotch, I don't really want to see that either. But
no.
I trust the skills of them. It's going to be an entertaining match, but I just feel like two other entertaining matches could have been made there. And old school, Rick Cartier in a dog collar match against my boy, Brutus Atwell.
Swamp ass.
Fuck them kids. Why'd you gotta be swamp ass?
He's swamp ass.
Why's he gotta be swamp ass? Were you sniffing up his swamp ass?
Swamp ass?
You got your nose up his swamp ass today. Why are you fucking with the swamp man, dude? He don't fuck with you. But where you live, you're discriminating against him if he lives in the fucking
swamp. Maybe we could get him on the YouTube channel and Doc tell him he's swamp ass to his face. Maybe we'll get that to go down.
Wait a minute. Who's speaking there along with Brother Swap Man like that? You can't talk about Brother Brutus. I love me some Brother Brutus. Slam every man.
I did have to stop him from eating my granddaughter one day in Standish. He considered eating my granddaughter. You know, he just...
Whoa.
You see, what's wrong with you? I kick it out, man. Swamp ass. You can't be doing that to my niece.
Look, I mean, dude, fuck them kids doesn't discriminate so much. That's why, you know, the same things I admire the guy for. I got to know, he can't eat your child. He can't eat my grandchild. He can eat my child. He actually dropped Bradley right on his fucking nugget in Monroe. Fuck them kids. He had it coming to him, too, little fucker. It was great. I'll send you the video. Drops him right on his fucking nugget.
Oh, fuck yeah. It
was great.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely great. But, yeah, dude, it's going to be an awesome match. Dog collar match, Brutus, man.
Oh,
he is going to be one of the most hardcore motherfuckers that have ever been around this area in 20 years.
Oh,
be like,
fuck
dude,
yeah.
That
years,
fucking
yeah.
Brutus Atwell is a hardcore legend. I don't know if he's going to go the deathmatch route, but he's got no fear and he'll do anything. The motherfucker wrestles barefoot through whatever. It's, man, big fan of Brutus Atwell,
then,
dude. Young guy, his best days are well ahead of him, dude. Way ahead of him.
Dude, then you got the Detroit Punk versus 440. Chuck Stein and Sean Longhorn, dude. That's my guy.
Sean Longhorn, his last fucking chance with me, okay? If you get beat by these fucks from Ohio, oh, my God. If He disgraces the name of Detroit. By losing to these motherfuckers, I'm done with Sean Lawhorn. It'll be Lawhorn stuck forever.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, you know, I cheer Chuck Stein. I boo Chuck Stein, which I'm going to brag a little bit. I was able to find my boy, one of my heroes, Chuck Stein, the ever-elusive, super-rare Pokemon Oreo cookies, baby. I got two packs for you for the dirty white boy. I'll be bringing them to him tomorrow.
We'll be getting him some beer. You know how he likes his beer?
He needed these cookies, see? You know, man, you've been out of the loop. You don't be fucking with Pokemon like that. So, but yeah, we'll I don't want to gang up on Coco here with the whole Pokemon thing, but we'll just move on down
hey,
the card, eh?
Because
actually, the next four matches we're going to talk about, actually, let's talk about this match first, and let's see, we might come to an agreement. The undisputed champion, the undeniable champion, that fucking pussy, Kyle Barrett, I'm not even going to put the good name of Jesus on him. I'm going to call him Chinstrap or Kyle. Tyler, the biggest dick in Michigan independent wrestling, fuck that guy, and weaponized Alex Weir in a triple threat match. If Alex Weir could just murder the both of these guys, that would be cool with me. Two of the most kickable faces in wrestling.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, brother Greg. That Kyler Coleman, he sprayed water bottle on the Khaleesi kayfabe this past summer.
What?
You know how enraged the black man was? That's right. But good brother Greg, you got receipts, brother. You got receipts, and the queen gives you full fledged permission.
You literally eat meals bigger than that man. You literally eat meals
That's
bigger
right.
than that man. I eat meals
right.
bigger than that man.
That's right.
And I hope that Chinstrap, you know, brings some kind of trickery, because that's what it's going to take, because he ain't going in there and banging with Alex Weir. If they're smart, they attack Alex Weir, take him out, handcuff him to something far from the ring, and let these two dickheads duke it out. That's their bet, but, I mean, what's going to happen in reality, Alex Weir is going to kick the fucking shit out of these clowns, and it's going to be the greatest thing that happens on that night.
Awesome.
So I guess we move
awesome.
On the card?
That's
so
cool.
I believe
rolling.
This is a Horror Slam debut. A friend of the show and a good friend of mine. Impact gut check winner. The suplex shogun, Jackson Stone, is going to make his Horror Slam
yes,
debut
sir.
Against former Horror Slam tag team champion, Aaron O'Ryan. This is going to
oh,
be an
man.
unbelievable clash, dude.
Suplex shogun all the way, baby. Suplex. That's right. I guess down with the suplex The Suplex Shogun, that brother Jackson, phenomenal, awesome. He's been on TV and things of that nature, and I hope he continues on.
Now, here's another match. If there's a match that can steal the show that's not Isaiah Moore and MM3, it's this one. The Black Diamond, Jack Price, Tommy Vendetta.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just recently making a return to Michigan Independent Wrestling, former one half of the former tag team Lotus, which for my money, while Lotus was a thing, was the greatest tag team in Michigan Independent
yes,
Wrestling,
sir.
Hands fucking down.
Yes,
ain't nobody fucking with
yeah.
Gavin Quinn and Juntai. But Juntai, Jack Price, and Tommy Vendetta in a triple threat match.
That is awesome,
Coco,
baby.
It's
that's,
awful
hey,
that you have to be at practice tomorrow, because this is the type of, I mean, Cartier Atwell is going to get a little crazy. I expect Pondo and Breyer to be a bloodbath full of, you know, crazy shit, and a match we still yet to talk about, but I don't think it's going to be a lot of blood and guts and death matches, man. I see 2.5 death matches on this card. you know. Plus, I would call the dog collar match hardcore, you know. And, you know, again, a match we're still going to talk about, but I think that
let me just say this, brother,
you're really going to be sorry you missed this one.
Well, let me just say this. Let's hope and pray nobody busting their drum in that dog collar match, because we know what happened about 40 years ago between Greg the Hammer Valentine and Hot Rod Roddy Piper. That was a wild
Starcade number one, baby.
Man, I ain't seen. And I remember being a little fella, a teeny tiny, baby T-Ware. And I remember seeing highlights and videos and clips of that. And they put the chains around Roddy Piper's throat and things of that nature. That was one of the most gruesome matches I've ever seen in my life. And I just remember that vision in my head as a child. And here I am, a good and grown man, and I still have that ingrained in my head. Forget YouTube, forget the worldwide internet. Somebody popped in a tape in the VCR at my daddy's house, and I saw that, and I never ever forget it. So with all that being said, let's pray nobody gets an eardrum busted. Let's pray somebody, well, but both of them can walk away in one piece, but I got my doubts on that one. But that's going to be a battle right there. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's
man, between
be
some big
mean,
boys, dude.
Mean fight. Yes, sir.
Rick Cartier and Brutus Atwell.
It's
going to
be grown men smacking meat.
Oh, yeah. A lot of meat.
Grown men smacking meat.
And, Data, you want
like
to tell us
there.
About the match I believe is supposed to be the main event?
We ready. Hit it.
And I actually have a question. Is this going to be for the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship? Because John Wayne Murdoch is the reigning defending Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion. He's going to be facing Jake Crist. And what I'm guessing is the main event of the night, Isaiah Moore MM3 is going to be impossible to follow. Maybe they should do that right before intermission.
Interesting.
I don't know. They could
so
come out with June Tai, Jack Price, and Tommy Vendetta after that, and then come with some blood, I suppose.
Yeah, when I see blood like that, boy, the black man gets real squeamish. I've seen matches with Peter B. Beautiful and Dirty White Boy, and they going at it, hitting each other with staplers and stepping dollars and post-it notes and scotch taping. I mean, they do some crazy stuff in that wrestling ring, man. I can't handle it. I got to look the other way, you know what I'm saying? The black man is definitely a lover and not really a fighter. I mean, unless I absolutely just have to. Because I already owe Kyler Coleman a couple of receipts for spraying that disgusting water bottle at my beautiful bride. But that's okay. He got chased away by folks anyway. And then he got his butt kicked in that battle royal. So, you know, he still got his. But, you know, anyway, his day is coming. He better hope the black man don't
his
get about
face can never get kicked
training.
Enough. Alex Weir is the greatest kicker of faces in wrestling.
And Kyler Coleman's got one with his name on it, correct?
Absolutely. He's got several with his name on it. Like I said, man, I cannot see his face get kicked enough. Just continually seeing him get kicked in the face, it just never gets old.
Yeah.
And Alex Weir's the man. Him and maybe Ace Evans. He's Mr. Face Kicker. He's, you know, real good at it, too. But then Saturday, man,
it's
going to be the main event of my weekend. I'm booked for the big XICW 21st anniversary show, the longest running promotion in the history of the state of Michigan. It's having their 21st anniversary. I'm booked. I'm bringing the ring. And, dude, it's going to be so fucking awesome, dude. MM3 and top-notch Jason Hotch. That right there, absolute dream match.
Hey, Brother Day, is Brother Day back in?
We are. Actually, we're waiting for him to call back in. He got disconnected off the call.
Okay, I thought he said he was back in. Now, is there a way you can check? Because he might be back.
There is,
yeah,
and he is not.
That's my fault. I didn't. I'm not. I think he called in, but he hung up. So that's my fault.
So I'll run down the announced card for XICW's 21st anniversary. I'm gonna start at what I think is the start at the beginning, man. This Redneck Ninjas, right? This thrown together team which has great chemistry. Billy Ray Daniels and LJ Lawrence are taking on Callaway and Tyler of the Purge. That is gonna be awesome.
That's gonna be wild. That's gonna be wild, baby.
Your boy.
Wild.
Your boy, the Soul Taker, is going to take on the Black Sheep, Justin Dream.
That's a dope one right there. That's a five match, baby. Five match.
First time in, oh, I forgot to mention it was, or did I, that it's a body bag match.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's a body bag match.
That's Soul Taker's match, yeah. It don't even matter, baby. It's that Soul Taker's match all day. And I'm glad I won't be there tomorrow, because the last thing I need is for the Soul Taker to try to stuff me in one of them big old things. He's capable of doing it. I mean, you saw what happened this summer when I didn't walk up to him. He actually stalked me for an interview. You know what I'm saying? I felt my heart beat
through
my throat, you know, almost choked. Yeah. My life flashed before my eyes. I had a darn near out-of-body experience. And I almost had to change my pair of drawers, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the Soul Taker got that kind of effect on people. So, you know, I mean, he started asking me random questions. And I'm the interviewer. He's asking me questions. I mean, he's asking me, do I sell or do drugs? I'm like, hey, I don't do none of that. Crack is whack, baby. I don't know nothing about it. But anyway, that Soul Taker, man, that's a dangerous man. He's trouble. And
the
if it's
Black
a
Sheep.
Body bag match, casket match, I mean, that belongs to the Soul Taker. I don't expect him to lose any of them. That's his
The Black
out,
Sheep
you know
has
saying?
A very evil side, man. Sheepy has a very, very evil side, and he's going to go to that evil place, and it's going to be interesting. And I mean, for my
like
money, it's going to be scary.
Well, all I'm saying is the Soul Taker loves lamb chops, so, I mean, you call him the Black Sheep, I mean, you know, Soul Taker's going to be hungry that day, so, I mean, he better. He
I think
he
should be eating things out of a body bag. That's a bit much.
It's a Soul Taker. I mean, it's a Soul Taker. I mean,
yeah,
what,
no souls matter.
I mean, what, you going to stop him? We going to stop him?
Yeah, no souls
I mean,
matter.
I'm just going to let that brother live. I mean, the irony in that statement, I'm just going to let the brother live. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get in that, you know. I probably won't even interview him if he's in that kind of state. You know what I'm saying? You don't interrupt the man when he's eating lamb chops and God knows what else. Hey, if you don't mind if I change gears real quick, Brother Greg.
Actually,
Sunday,
we got to finish. We're almost out of time, and I got to finish running down the XICW card. We got Jason Hotch versus MM3 for the first time in XICW history. Sabu was previously advertised. I'm not really hearing much about that anymore, so I don't know. TJ Myers making his XICW return, and the main event is actually there's another match for the United States Championship. It's Congo Kong, Mongo, and man, I can't remember the third.
Brother Mongo.
And
good
Jack Price. Mongo, man.
Good show. That's a good show.
Super huge in Standish. It's his hometown where he grew up. That town absolutely loves him.
Oh, man.
A lot of times, Mongo actually is the main event. They just, man, he's super over there, man. A lot of.
Oh, yeah.
We see a lot of
Mongo's
our faces
man,
there,
brother.
But he has quite a following. The main event, champion versus champion in a tables match, Tommy Vendetta versus the DBA. There's also going to be a costume contest for kids. The prize is 3 pounds of candy. And the costume contest for 12 and up is 2 general admission tickets to the next event.
Oh, that's
unbelievable.
Awesome.
That's where I'll be Saturday,
man. How far is Standish from
About
Detroit?
About 2 hours. About two and a half hours. It's like 150 miles.
Was it
miles
in the middle
me.
Of Michigan? Is it north of Michigan? Where exactly
north.
Is it?
It's up north. It's directly
okay, so
north.
Canada.
Just take something to 23 north, and it's out there about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Straight out, one road,
so
one turn. You get off the freeway, you make a right, and you go down about 3-4 minutes, and the venue's on that street. You get off the freeway on it. It's perfect.
Wow. Interesting. So basically,
it's
in route to the North Pole. Yeah, so basically, you're en route to the North Pole seeing Santa Claus and the reindeer and elves and all of them. Is that what I'm getting?
It's not far from Frankenmuth. It's not far from
Frankenmuth.
You could check out Bronner's Christmas Wonderland while you're out there.
I mean, it's a pit stop. Yeah, it's a pit stop to Santa Claus. So before Santa Claus. So, hey, there we go. But them the kind of place that had the best shows, I'm pretty sure. One of them days, me and the missus, we're going to make our way out to good old Standish. You know, XICW has never disappointed us. We've always gone. Whenever we had the chance to go, we've always enjoyed it. I'm really sad that they don't have wrestling shows in the Hot Rocks anymore. That was a legendary spot for them in good old City of Warren. And we enjoyed
that's
ourselves.
That's a weed farm now.
I've never. It's a what now?
That's a weed farm now.
A cannabis.
The people that bought it, that's what it was marketed for. They're knocking it down and building the weed grow.
Okay.
But XICW, I know firsthand, is actively on the search. They're in talks with a couple places. As soon as they have a venue, XICW is going to be returning in our area very soon.
Awesome, awesome. I can't wait. It's been a long while since I've
stay
been to XICW. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Real
so
quick,
what do we got going on, Coco?
So this Sunday, I plan on going to the PWAS Battle Bowl on good old Luckin Street in Detroit at the NASA Columbus building.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't bring that up. And you will see new PWAS World Heavyweight Champion, friend of the show, Atlas Hightower.
Yes, sir, Mr. Run This Ring, baby. I might wear my Run This Ring t-shirt and rock my Atlas Hightower glasses, and I'll probably bring my championship wrestling belt so he and I can be in sync, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably what's going to happen, baby. That is going to be on and popping. I'm looking forward to it. PWA also puts on great wrestling shows. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And soon we're gonna have our trios champions crowned. Them beautiful championships are gonna find a home
baby.
Very soon.
Is it gonna happen on that day or another day?
Championship
is gonna happen on that day? Yeah, is it gonna happen on that day or maybe another day?
Sure if they're crowning the champion at the, I believe that's where the tournament begins, right?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I plan on going to that one, man. I'm totally looking forward to that. Hey, what's Brother Montez? Brother Montez, you quiet, man. We want to hear the golden pipes flex. Oh, and we also want to know, Brother Montez, how have you been going with them pickup lines with the women folk? Because you know you's a lady killer out here. You went out to good old Chi-Town. Don't tell me you didn't come across a couple of Chi-Town booze and you was out there flirting and loosely dating.
Hey, I didn't tell.
What's that now?
I didn't tell, Martez.
You didn't?
I did not. I promise I did not.
That's crazy that you asked that. I mean, I actually met up with a lady friend down there. So,
baby, that's what I'm talking about. You're making us proud, Brother Montez. That's right. He kicked that promo, Brother Greg. He kicked the promo.
Montez, that's what we got to know. Did you cut the promo? Did you? It was the perfect opportunity. You are in a town you've not been in. You'll probably never see these people again. You just walk up to the hottest chick in this establishment and cut the fucking promo.
That's
honest,
right.
Honest,
please tell
honest,
me you gave her the high time speech.
Nah, this is going to sound bad, but I gave her the pipe bomb. That's all I'm going to say.
There we go.
One more again. What's that now? Excuse me. Hold on. I don't even know if that's PG, baby. Hold on. Wait a minute.
This show's rated R.
I think we're out of time.
It's Thursday.
I think we're out of time.
He said the pipe bomb speech. Lord Jesus. Man, we got to talk off the radio on this one, Daddy. Hold on. I wasn't ready for that one.
We're out of time.
Brother Greg.
We can't take this any further. Guys, we'll have to touch on this next week. Martez, Day-Day, Coco, I love you. Peace.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Rick, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Rick, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, all I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, it's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. The Mark and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your next snap, dude, it's gold smooth. The flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. Southwest Texan.